Welcome to Feasting on the Word for May 13th. We're going to be maintaining this discipline at least through Pentecost and perhaps beyond. And so this has been something that has provided meaning for you in your week. Please let me know so that I can plan on continuing it for the foreseeable future. So if you have joined me in the past, you know there's four parts to this time, to this discipline. And those four parts are the reading of the same scripture in four different translations as a way really just to spend time solely with God's word, not to explore its context or its history or even its theology, but just really to immerse ourselves in its word. And so the first part of the process is hearing that scripture read initially, and then taking a minute of silence as we think about what we have just heard and how it is reaching us. Then it is read a second time from a different translation, and we spend another minute in silence, again, processing what we've heard. So having initially heard it, then hearing it again, how or what is it saying to us? How are we hearing it on this specific day? Then on the third time that we hear it, there is a longer time of silence that follows. And after the third time, that period of silence is for each of us to pray. So having heard God's word those three times and thinking about what it is saying to us, then we turn to God in prayer and uplift those thoughts and reflections or the challenges, our hopes that it brings out, whatever it might be. And I do encourage you to do this aloud wherever you are. So even though this will be silent in our time, about 3 minutes of silence, I encourage you at home, wherever you are, that you might, if you are able to, uplift those reflections that you have to be in conversation with God in prayer. Then we hear it one final time, and following that time is the conclusion. It's just to leave us with God's word as we then re-enter our day and carry that word with us. So it's a four-part process and does not take a long time to do. The passages are intentionally kept short so that we don't have a lot to process, but rather can concentrate on those few verses that we're hearing. And today's passage, like last week's, is going to be from the Gospel of Luke. This is in the 8th chapter of Luke, verses 16 through 25, should you want to return to them again during your week. So Luke 8, 16 through 25. I will use the same translations as I have in past experiences, beginning with the New Revised Standard Version, which is the version that we use in worship on Sunday, and is as close as possible to the original language in its translation. Then we move through two translations that take liberties in their translations, trying to paraphrase more of the meaning that's in there. And the first of those is the Message, and the second is from the Living Bible. And then we conclude with the New International Version, which is very similar to the New Revised Standard Version, though often has small differences or small nuances and changes. So you never know which version may for you be that which provides clarity and understanding. And that's the desire in using four different translations, is that one of these may really help in our own growth, in our own sense of hearing God's word to us. So beginning today from the New Revised Standard Version, Luke chapter 8, verses 16 through 25. Jesus here is speaking. No one, after lighting a lamp, hides it under a jar or puts it under a bed, but puts it on a lampstand so that those who enter may see the light. For nothing is hidden that will not be disclosed, nor is anything secret that will not become known and come to light. Then pay attention to how you listen. For to those who have, more will be given, and from those who do not have, even what they seem to have will be taken away. Then his mother and his brothers came to him, but they could not reach him because of the crowd. And he was told, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside wanting to see you." But he said to them, My mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and do it. One day he got into a boat with his disciples and he said to them, "Let us go across to the other side of the lake." So they put out, and while they were sailing, he fell asleep. A windstorm swept down on the lake and the boat was filled with water and they were in danger. They went to him and woke him up shouting, "Master, Master, we are perishing!" And he woke up and rebuked the wind and the raging waves. They ceased and there was a calm. He said to them, "Where is your faith?" They were afraid and amazed and said to one another, "Who then is this that he commands even the winds and the water and they obey him?" All right, now we'll hear it a second time from the Message. No one lights a lamp and then covers it with a washtub or shoves it under the bed. No, you set it up on a lampstand so that those who enter the room can see their way. We're not keeping secrets, we're telling them. We're not hiding things, we're bringing everything out into the open. So be careful that you don't become misers of what you hear. Generosity begets generosity. Stinginess impoverishes. His mothers and brothers showed up but couldn't get through to him because of the crowd. He was given the message, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside wanting to see you." He replied, "My mother and brothers are the ones who hear and do God's word. Obedience is thicker than blood." One day he and his disciples got in a boat. "Let's cross the lake," he said, and off they went. It was smooth sailing, and he fell asleep. A terrific storm came up suddenly on the lake. Water poured in, and they were about to capsize. They woke Jesus. "Master, Master, we're going to drown." Getting to his feet, he told the wind, "Silence," and the waves, "Quiet down." They did it. The lake became smooth as glass. Then he said to his disciples, "Why can't you trust me?" They were in absolute awe, staggered and stammering. "Who is this anyway?" He calls out to the winds and sea, and they do what he tells them. All right, we'll be reading it now a third time from the Living Bible. And after this will be 3 minutes of silence that follows. This is the time in which I encourage you to turn to God in prayer and to share your reflections, to share how this word is reaching you on this day, how it's challenging you, or the hope it gives you. So from the Living Bible. Another time he asked, "Whoever heard of someone lighting a lamp and then covering it up to keep it from shining? No, lamps are mounted in the open where they can be seen. This illustrates the fact that someday everything in men's hearts shall be brought to light and made plain to all. So be careful how you listen. For whoever has, to him shall be given more, and whoever does not have even what he thinks he has shall be taken away from him. Once when his mother and brothers came to see him, they couldn't get into the house where he was teaching because of the crowds. When Jesus heard they were standing outside and wanted to see him, he remarked, "My mother and brothers are those who hear the message of God and obey it." One day, about that time, as he and his disciples were out in a boat, he suggested that they cross to the other side of the lake. On the way across, he lay down for a nap, and while he was sleeping, the wind began to rise. A fierce storm developed that threatened to swamp them, and they were in real danger. They rushed over and woke him up. "Master, Master, we're sinking," they screamed. So he spoke to the storm. "Quiet down," he said. And the wind and wave subsided, and all was calm. Then he asked them, "Where is your faith?" And they were filled with awe and fear of him and said to one another, "Who is this man that even the winds and waves obey him?" Okay, we'll hear it this last time, and then I encourage you to take this into your day and week with you. The New International Version. No one lights a lamp and hides it in a clay jar or puts it under a bed. Instead, they put it on a stand so that those who come in can see the light. For there is nothing hidden that will not be disclosed, and nothing concealed that will not be known or brought out into the open. Therefore, consider carefully how you listen. Whoever has, Whoever has will be given more. Whoever does not have even what they think they have will be taken from them. Now Jesus' mother and brothers came to see him, but they were not able to get near him because of the crowd. Someone told him, "Your mother and brothers are standing outside wanting to see you." He replied, "My mother and brothers are those who hear God's word and put it into practice." One day Jesus said to his disciples, "Let's go over to the other side of the lake." So they got into a boat and set out. As they sailed, he fell asleep. A squall came down on the lake so that the boat was being swamped and they were in great danger. The disciples went and woke him, saying, "Master, Master, we're going to drown." He got up and rebuked the wind and the raging waters. The storm subsided and all was calm. "Where is your faith?" he asked his disciples. In fear and amazement, they asked one another, "Who is this? He commands even the winds and the water, and they obey him." Thank you for joining me for Feasting on the Word. I pray that this experience has been rewarding for you and that you will take the word that you have heard this day and carry it with you through this day and through your week. God bless you.